Good afternoon, everyone. You are listening to my podcast, Relationships, the Good and the Messy. My name is Sally Kalen. If you are new here, welcome, everyone. I am so glad you have found this podcast. This is the podcast for you. If you have any question around your relationship, I cover it all here and have been going solo on this podcast for a couple of years now, but planning on bringing in guests this year. So stay tuned for that. I have a podcast today, which I feel so many of you can relate to. And if you've been in a toxic relationship or you have recently come out of a toxic relationship, it's about your emotions and how you feel so reactive. So what I want to talk to you today about is some of the reasons why you feel the way you feel. I want to let you know that you're not alone and what you're feeling is so normal under the circumstances. But what needs to happen for you to move out of that? Because let's face it, we don't want to live in a permanent state of anxiety and stress, right? We want to make those changes. But I know how difficult it is when we are living in that relationship. So, like I say, I want to talk about where you are at and how you're feeling so much more reactive. You're sensitive. And it's as though you are questioning yourself. You're thinking, oh my gosh, I never used to be this emotional. I never used to be this reactive. You are feeling so triggered a lot of the time. And you're questioning yourself. And I'm going to give you some answers here. You probably know these answers, but I want to spell them out to you. So let's talk about a couple of the reasons why there is so much reaction coming from you now. And I say this because I feel like when we're in a relationship with a toxic person and we go on for months or years in these relationships, we can start questioning ourselves and feel like we're the crazy one, especially when we've got them telling us, you're a psycho, you need help, look at you, look at the way you're behaving. Yes, that's gaslighting, and yes, it is one of the tactics that a narcissist uses, emotionally abusive people use. They project and they tell you all this. But when you hear it a lot, you start questioning yourself, right? You literally start thinking, what's wrong with me? Is it partly because of who I am that this is happening? Let me just quickly tap on that quickly. Is it partly due to you that this is happening in the relationship, the abuse? First of all, no one ever deserves to be treated poorly, yelled at, screamed at, pushed, shoved, whatever it is, ever. That is no, no, no. But the role that we play, and I speak for myself from the past, is we allow it. And so we stay when we're choosing to stay. And yes, it comes back down to all our beliefs and, you know, childhood conditioning, etc., which we won't get into on this podcast. But as long as we're staying in that situation, then we have to take responsibility for the role we play, which is ultimately not having those emotional boundaries and allowing it to continue. So in that sense, you know, we are responsible for our life experiences of what we are choosing for ourselves. Okay. But the reality is nobody is ever allowed to treat us poorly. It's whether, but if we're choosing to stay, then we have to look at ourselves. And this is the points I want to make today about why are you so reactive now? Why do you feel like you're, you know, not the same person? And these two points are obviously very clear, but I want to dive in a little bit deeper with them just to give you a more of a bigger understanding, I suppose. So the first reason that you feel so triggered and reactive is because you are accepting the unacceptable. And the adult version of you knows this. And so you are unconsciously pushing down your emotions, the truth basically of who you are. So when someone is treating you poorly, you know it, but because of your wounded inner child or your past conditioning, you are pushing down those emotions. You might be afraid of being left. You might be afraid that you'll be rejected by this person if you speak up. So you're essentially pushing down your emotions and you're just doing what you need to do to keep that relationship as you need it, right? Even if that person's treating you poorly, there's a part of you that still wants it, often anchored in our wounded inner child. And so that reason alone, accepting the unacceptable and knowing deep within your soul that that's what's going on, and not taking action on it, but going along with something that goes against what you really feel, that in itself is a reason why you will be triggered a lot more easily, because you are not living in your truth. It's like being sunburned, right? You know, if someone slaps your back when you're not sunburned, doesn't really hurt. But if you are sunburned and someone taps it, it's like, ah! So it doesn't take a lot for you to then react, right? Because you've been so burned and so wounded in this relationship, right? From the different scenarios that have played out, and accepting it, right? Accepting what you know is not okay for you. So that's the one, that's the first reason, not in any particular order, but that's one reason why you're so reactive now and why you're so more sensitive. The second reason why is you have an emotional addiction to that feeling. So, you know, I do a lot of work around this in my coaching programs, unlearning our addictive emotions, meaning that if you grew up and there was a lot of chaos, for example, or drama or pain, you may have an emotion of sadness, for example, that is a normal for you to feel. You know, your brain is hardwired for that emotion because it's something that you know, it's something that's familiar. You then unconsciously seek out situations in your life that create that sadness. And let me tell you, this is all very subconscious and something so many people are not aware of, hence why I do this work, because I feel like we need to bring up those patterns from the past, understand the subconscious programming, and basically dismantle those emotional addictions. So that's another reason why you are basically, you know, feeling so triggered, because it's something that you know and it's something that you've gotten into the habit of doing. You also have an identification to that part of yourself, so it feels like you, right? So there's that. And the third reason, which is the obvious reason of all, you are being treated badly and poorly by someone. You are not being heard. You are not being respected. And so, of course, you are going to feel awful. You're going to feel emotional. You're going to feel destabilized. You're going to feel just traumatized, essentially. You're living in that state of trauma. And when you live in the sympathetic nervous system, as opposed to the parasympathetic nervous system, which is your calm side, the sympathetic being your fight or flight, you are going to be extremely reactive, even on the smallest things sometimes, right? And that is why you are feeling this way. These are very real reasons why you are feeling so sensitive now, right? You are burned. It doesn't take much for you to just feel that way. So what you must do, how are you going to now deal with this? You have, you know, an understanding. If this has resonance, right, you're thinking, well, what do I do? What am I going to do about this? And of course, there are options here. And look, I don't tell anybody to leave anyone. I feel like we've all got our own journey. But what I do suggest is for people to look at their lives and imagine where their life is going to be in 3 months, 6 months, a year, 2 years from now, if nothing changes in this relationship. And is this something that you want to continue? And how are you going to feel if this keeps continuing the way it's continuing with the way you're feeling? Because you can't live in a constant state of stress indefinitely. We are not designed to do that. We are not made to live like that, to live in that fight or flight. And so something's got to give, right? So it's really important to, first of all, assess your situation and ask yourself, you know, what am I going to do about the actual situation? It's a stressor, you know, and oftentimes when there's stressors, we remove the stressor, right? Because we're saying, okay, that is triggering me. So I am not going, you know, but if that's not an option right now, then you have to find ways that you deal with what's going on, right? You have to find other ways that you can process things so you're not living in that state of anxiety all the time and ready to sort of like react, okay? It's incredibly difficult though if you are choosing to stay with someone that is constantly triggering you, right? I get that. It is so, so difficult. I lived that myself. It is a nightmare. But what I did in my situation and what I talk about in my programs is you must find something that you feel good doing at different times of the day. Like you need to have something for you that is going to relieve your stress, something that you love to do, whether that's going for a swim, whether that's a walk, whether that's hanging out with friends, having a great laugh, having something set up in your day that is going to relieve a lot of that built up energy. So it, you know, whatever it is that you love to do, make sure you're doing that every single day. If you're not sure what you like to do or because you've forgotten, because I know that that can happen, go on a walk, get outside in nature, like literally breathe, like deeply breathe, breathe in the air and just ground yourself, right? It's so important. The second thing I believe that would be beneficial, well, I know for me, is having people that are really good for you in your life as well. Like, so friends that you can go out with and have a great laugh with, and just having people that are good for you around you as well. You know, at least bring that into balance. You know, you can't isolate yourself and get just caught in this relationship where you just like cut yourself off almost. And that can happen as well, right? So it's important to make sure you have that friendship group set up. The next point is finding like a therapist or someone that can help you in this situation, because I personally had to do that. I could never have gotten through my own situation had I not had someone I was seeing regularly to help me navigate through my feelings, the situation. I needed that. Like I just couldn't do it on my own. And I feel like when we're talking to friends a lot, friends get tired of hearing it, and not because they don't care, but because they feel helpless and they can't help often and they're not equipped to deal with it themselves, and it can be overwhelming. So having someone that is neutral and having that therapist or coach or someone there for you, I highly recommend. Like it is definitely the thing that like saved me 100%, having that support. Oh my goodness. So yes, guys, that is my message today. My message today is you're not going crazy. You're not alone. This is what happens when you stay long-term in these relationships. They wear you down. You lose track of your whole focus in life. But here's the deal. You can turn your life around. I want you to know that, you know, if I could talk to my younger self, one of the things I would say is get out sooner than later if you know that this isn't right for you. Because especially if you're in a trauma bond type relationship as well, it's so much harder the longer you stay. I feel like it just takes, you know, so much of you. I know it did for me. And the trauma that I experienced was so massive. And I remember trying to tell him at the end how bad it all was, and all he thought about was himself and poor him, and it's just insanity, because of he seemed to forget of everything else that happened. It was just insane. My point is this: you will never reason with these people. You will never get the closure you want. You'll never get the understanding you want. They'll never ever own their story. They'll never own their part. It's all your fault. It's always going to be your fault. This is what it's like dealing with a toxic person. They completely play innocent, especially when you're with a narcissistic type personality too, where it's all you. You're the problem. Look at you. And they'll project and they'll horrendous. And when I left my situation, the last few months of being in that relationship were the most, I can't even describe how awful it was and what happened. Something I will never talk about those few months, because publicly about what actually happened. But I will tell you that it was excruciating emotionally. And all I kept thinking was, I wish I'd left years and years earlier. that, yeah, it was a long relationship, and I just stayed and hoped and wished and only hanged on to the good things, even though I was starving emotionally and everything else. It was just crazy. So that's my message, guys, is if you can find that support, I am here for you. I have my coaching programs, and you are not alone. So I need you to understand that. I've got a sore throat today, actually, guys. I'm sorry, it's very croaky today. So on that note, I am going. Oh, did I say your second? The second point I was saying about. Yeah. Well, just before I go, I just want to quickly recap. Sorry, guys, I lost my train of thought then. I'm sure it's very, very scratchy. So just to recap, though, those reasons why you're feeling the way you're feeling is you're accepting the unacceptable. Your younger version is the part of you that's often clinging to that person. Number two, you do have a pattern of that emotional addiction that you're used to, so it just feels familiar. So it's hard to unhook from something that is so familiar, even though you know it's not right for you. And number three, you're being treated poorly, so of course you're going to feel like that. So these are the reasons why you feel the way you feel. But you can change. You can completely change. That's what I was saying. You can turn it all around and make a new beginning. I am going to love you and leave you. I am sending you so much love. Please reach out to me if I can help you on this journey. I know the way out. I know what can completely change your life. I know that you can have the most exceptional, glorious life and that you do not need to accept this any longer. So I'm here for you. I will be back in a couple of days with a new podcast. Please share this podcast if you find it helpful. And I will talk to you all soon, guys. Have a great day.